We're exploring love in the digital age this week. Over the past decade, online dating has gone from a little bit fringy to big business. Some 1,500 dating sites in the U.S. now offer to help you find your match for a fee. These days, we don't just online date, we niche online date. Many sites target very specific groups of people, Christian Mingle, for instance, or the Jewish dating site JDate. We'll hear an economist's take on online dating in a moment, after NPR's Elise Hu tells us a story of niche dating success.
Julie Sales tosses around the term love a lot to describe her life on a Michigan farm.
I love being able to see the new calves in the spring, you know, and be able to watch them grow.
Her family's 144-acre spread sits just outside Lansing. It includes donkeys, horses, and lots of cattle.
It's worth busting your butt having these calves.
Julie found both family and a new farm after meeting her husband about 5 years ago.
I'm Rick. I'm number two in command.
Like Julie, Rick Sales grew up farming, but unless he's talking about raising hay or cattle, Rick's a quiet guy. So after a failed marriage, he gave online dating a chance. That's how Julie first found him. At least, that's what he remembers.
I think she emailed me first.
As I do remember, he did contact me first. I don't think it was me contacting him. Because I kept the email, and I still have it to this day.
No matter who started the courtship, the two of them say the most important choice they made in finding one another wasn't how they penned their profiles or listed particular preferences. The key choice was which site they signed up for. And both Rick and Julie sought out a digital dating community for farmers only.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
If you haven't caught the commercial before, FarmersOnly.com is a niche dating site for farmers, ranchers, and, quote, good old country folk.
City folks just don't get it.
City folks just don't get it. A funny slogan that makes a lot of sense if you ask Julie.
Oh, I think there is a lot to that. Most of our days we're up at the crack of dawn, and there's many days it's late when we get in.
Daylight to dark.
I don't really think I would have met him any other way.
Niche dating sites like Farmers Only narrow down dating pools to sometimes quite specific preferences. Love goths? Go to gothicmatch.com. If Spock is more your style, Trek Passions is for self-proclaimed Trekkies. DateShortHairGirls.com is pretty self-explanatory.
If you name the obscure interest, there's probably a site for it.
Dan Slater is author of Love in the Time of Algorithms, a book tracing the history of online dating.
The pie, so to speak, has never been so finely sliced.
The Sales chose niche dating because of their lifestyle. Others niche date to try out certain types.
Niche allows for targeting, so maybe in that sense it's less random, assuming the person wouldn't be looking for that offline as well.
But Slater says we did classify ourselves in the days of offline dating, too. Singles would sort themselves by using personal ads in the newspaper or going to specific bars and clubs, like biker bars.
Now there are kind of these online bars that make people who are like-minded, people who share a special interest, and make them feel at home.
For the Sales to create a home,
isn't it fun?
They merge their lives. Rick became a stepdad to Julie's 5 daughters from her previous marriage. 10-year-old Josie Sales is one of them.
It's just a lot of fun to have him, because she's just happy when she's with him.
Not a bad deal. Julie Sales found a man she loves and maintained a life she loves, too. A life that will soon mean many, many newborns.
Now it's going to be a baby boom, is right.
Nearly 80 of the family's cows will give birth this spring. Elise Hu, NPR News.